sweat the technique. We're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Jack's Grill in the Heights.
Jack's Grill in the Heights, delicious food, Friday cocktails, beers, fantastic spot for dinner on a Friday night, for dinner on each day of the week, for lunch, burgers, wings, the cold beer. Oh, it's all very good. Todd Callis will be joining us at 4:45 from the Shin. Maybe they'll have an Astro lineup out by then. Apparently, Chaz McCormick says Joe Espada is dealing with a hamstring issue. That's not good. Don't really have a whole lot of options because your bench isn't very good. Another problem from the offseason. Got Reggie Jackson making moves. Some other guys are apparently sick, too. Probably that terrible barbecue in Kansas City made them all sick coming home. Not great. Not great when it comes to the Astros.
Or it was tough to stomach the performance they put out there while they were in Kansas City.
Yeah, everybody.
I'd be sick about that.
Masters update. Bryan DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler are tied for the lead at 7-under. DeChambeau through 15, Scheffler through 10. Max Homa's day is done. He's at minus 6. He's in third. Homa looked good this morning. Also, the big cat, Tiger Woods. Man, what a job. Tiger Woods won over. He's currently tied for 25th. He's going to make the cut by a substantial margin. Awesome to see.
Just unbelievable. And you know the people at CBS are loving every bit of that for the ratings. But the fact that, you know, most said it couldn't be done. And he looked like he was not going to be of the part to be able to play the way he needed to play. And then watching him play today, it just goes back to how much he knows in course management about that specific track. It was fun to watch him. There were at least glimpses of the old Tiger Woods, but it's going to be fun to watch the weekend because you know that not only is everybody going to have to contend with the course, they're going to have to contend with the fact that the entire course is going to be living and dying with every shot he hits. And when he hits a good one, they're going to go nuts. And he's going to send a message across the course. That's going to be fun.
I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. He's 8 shots back. He's 8 shots
right,
back.
Right now he is, Jeremy. But I'm just telling you that there's not a player that you ask that won't know exactly where Tiger is. And they'll know, like, if he's able to stay within five, six shots.
I don't think it's going to intimidate Scottie Scheffler if Tiger makes a birdie to get within
6. I'm not
six.
Saying intimidate, but they're going to know because that's just he's just different.
But why does that matter? Is my point. Like
a lot of guys, fun,
but like why? What's it going to do to Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler if they hear a roar 7 holes in front of them?
If the margin matters, if he can get it within 5 or less, like tomorrow. You see these documentaries, you see these features that they're doing on the last time he won it. And the guys that said it literally started to affect them because they knew they could hear these unbelievable roars. They knew he was coming. They knew that he was doing things and that that's the psyche that he can put his following and his aura can have that effect on players. Not every player, you're right. Guys can dial out and ignore it. But you can't ignore the fact that that can be something that affects players.
I don't think that's going to affect Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler in 2024. I think that's an antiquated take that does not exist unless Tiger's like within 2 or 3, not when he's trailing by 8.
I just said that. I said if it's 5 or less.
Well, that's not what you originally said.
But if he starts making a charge, I believe that can have an effect on players that are out there in contention as well.
What do you think the chances are Tiger makes a charge?
I don't think they're very good. Okay. I didn't think he's going to make the cut. But I'm just saying, realistically, though, if he does, that it's going to affect guys.
If he's
within a couple of shots and he starts making a charge, that's intimidating to hear that many people go bonkers on when he does something good.
I don't think it has the same effect that it used to, especially for a guy like Scottie Scheffler.
But that's
a little different if we're talking about like Nikolai Hogard or, you know, Xander Schauffele, who can't win a major, but like
Xander Schauffele on a Sunday, I think Xander Schauffele on a Sunday could affect him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not at the leaderboard right now. Like we're talking about the guys at the top, like it's not going to bother Scottie Scheffler. I don't think so.
I don't think it should.
Rockets played a basketball game yesterday. They lost a basketball game to a Utah team that's not great, but you know, they're sometimes tough to beat at home. Utah looked like they wanted that game a little bit more. I am a big fan of Ime Udoka. I love Ime Udoka. Yesterday's game didn't really matter. It's like you have three games left in the season. Rockets will play another one today. When's the final game? Is it Sunday? I don't even know when the final game is.
I think it's Sunday, yeah.
I think the season ends for the Rockets this weekend. So, anyways, they're in Utah yesterday. They lose the game. What does Ime Udoka do? He's so unhappy with Jalen Green. He's not happy with Cam Whitmore. He's not happy with Jabari Smith, but mainly Jalen Green. Mainly Jalen Green. What does he do? Benches him. He just benches him. You're not going to play? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bench you. How many coaches in the NBA are going to do that with some of their better players? Almost none of them. I love that from Ime Udoka. If you're going to show up, and I know it's a meaningless game, but be a professional. You're going to show up in game number 80 of the year on the road, season's over, and you're not going to play basketball, and you're not going to give effort, you're not going to hustle. What does Ime Udoka do? He benches your tell. I love that from Ime Udoka.
As you should. And he made reference in the postgame, too, because he also he's not afraid to call the guys out either. And unlike coaches that use the media as a tool so that they don't have to have the hard conversations with their players, he's not afraid to have the conversations in person, but he's also not afraid to put it out there, and he's not going to back away from doing what he did. And he made reference to that game before the All-Star break in Memphis when they absolutely laid down and played dead because they knew the break was coming to a very much inferior team that was playing their second and third string and got the doors beat off of them, and that he wants guys that are going to play, and he never misses a chance to use any situation as a teachable moment, especially because he has such a young, inexperienced roster. I love it too. I mean, this is the Popovich effect, and this is the fact that he knows in order for him to be successful as a coach going forward, he has to use these times now to try and get his guys to do things or avoid doing things next year when it really is going to matter more.
That's coaching. It's developing. Yep. And I love seeing that. Like, you send a message. Sometimes the bench is the greatest motivator. Balzac, it's Zach, not Zach. We'll call him Zach. Zach, why were Jalen Green and Cam Whitmore and Jabari Smith on the bench in the fourth quarter? Because he didn't like what he saw from them. He didn't like the effort, didn't like the energy, so he benched them. I like that stuff. I like that type of coaching. Whenever you like, because Stephen Silas would have done that. Like, Stephen Silas, okay, he's our number two pick. He's loafing today, but let's play him 40 minutes. Like, where does that get you? It gets you nowhere. Like, you need a little tough love. And Ime Udoka gives you that tough love, which I love to see.
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, even the veterans have to appreciate the fact that unless your name is Fred VanVleet, as he pointed out, he didn't think you were playing very hard. He didn't think you were doing a whole lot. And you don't ever have to guess where you stand with Ime Udoka. And that is a valuable little trait with any team, but specifically because this team has so many young guys. And they've got to learn that there's a way to act, be a professional. There's a way to act in order to get where you want to go in this league individually and as a team. And as a coach, he's not going to put up with the crap that Silas put up with. He's not going to let you take games off or mail it in or just not show up when he's there and he's doing his job. He's expecting you to do yours. That's exactly what you want with any team, but specifically because you have such a young team and everybody on the roster knows where they stand, I think, with Ime Udoka.
Jalen Green's numbers, they were copy and pasted into the rundown, and you can just see the inconsistency that he's had throughout the year. I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who copy and pasted this in here, but Jalen Green, 12 games.
I did.
Oh, okay. First 12 games, 16.5 points. Next 5 games, nearly 30. Next 11 games, 14. Next 15 games, 29. Last 7 games, 15.5. That's a good measure of his inconsistency.
Mm-hmm. And the shooting percentage as well. Because,
yeah, I think it's a correlation.
Yeah, but at the same time, shot selection matters, but also, you know, the decision making and the it kind of all gets thrown into what Udoka's talking about too. When he's going good, there's a way to go good without having to hog the ball or have to worry about just that points column. We saw when he was going good, he was getting others involved. He was rebounding the basketball. He was doing other things. The reason why he got his butt sat down wasn't just because he wasn't shooting the ball well. It's because he was quitting on plays. He wasn't doing the little things. And that's what is going to be such a huge dilemma for this franchise in the next year or so, is trying to evaluate where he is, where he can get to, and at what point do you decide that he's someone you're going to continue to invest in at a big dollar, or are you going to have to make a tough decision and try to reroute and think about ways to move on from him?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same conversation over and over. Like, you know, it's I think
he hasn't provided enough clarity, but that's the thing. The inconsistency, hasn't provided the clarity that I think they were obviously hoping for between the start and the end of this season. Was like, hey, by the end of this season, we should be able to make a pretty clear evaluation on him and Alpe specifically, because they kind of came along before anybody else, but then see the development of all the other young guys as well.
I mean, he's 21 years old. Like, the fact that a 21-year-old's inconsistent is not a surprise to me. Like, the fact that this surprises so many people, or, like, I get the frustration, because, like, you don't want to have those questions. You would like for him to just come in, be a slam-dunk star. Like, who wouldn't want that? It makes life much easier, right? Like, you throw out the contract. If he was a slam-dunk star, you have no problem paying him the max. That's with a few rare exceptions, that's not realistic. Like, it takes time for players to develop. He's 21 years old. He's inconsistent. Wow, what a surprise.
But you're right. But the thing that makes it so difficult is because you got to have to make a difficult decision the way the system
not
is
yet.
Laid out.
Not yet.
Not yet. But still, sooner rather than later. And that's why these general managers get paid the big bucks, because you're pressed on making a decision about the potential and how much he's going to maximize of it. At a time when you know the clock is ticking, that you don't have all the time in the world to say, yeah, we'll be patient, we'll give him a couple more years, unless you want to overspend him and hope that he develops into that, and then have to possibly take the consequence of he may never live up to what everybody thought he was going to be.
Yeah, but you can make that decision in a year. Like, you're not not tomorrow. Like,
no, it doesn't have to be this offseason.
But the reaction, and I'm not talking like to you here. Like, the reaction that I see everywhere, well, you got to decide now on Jalen Green. No, you don't. You can wait a year. Like, he's going to be a restricted free agent after next season. You can wait to see if you want to extend him. Even if you're still a little bit unsure, you can wait to see what kind of offer sheet he gets offered. So, like, this whole, like, it's pressing, it's not. The only way it's pressing is if you're thinking about trading him. So,
right, the value he brings back.
Yeah, but at that point, like, if you're trading him, you're probably getting back a pretty good piece. So it's like, that's not a terrible, consequence. It's actually a pretty good reward. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and I think that's the thing that is – it just makes all of this so tedious for the people involved, is you're going to have to try and figure out, at a certain point, what you're willing to pay and how far you're willing to go. But you also don't want the value to diminish. But you also don't want to give him away too quick. You don't want to just sell out.
Real quick on that, though, do you think you think it would diminish in 365 days?
I think it's diminished a little bit with teams in the league. They watch what he does if they're interested in him. And I think that there are teams in the league that are going to try and give up less to get him.
But I'm talking about in the next year time. Do you think that his star will diminish, or his value would diminish from where it's at right now?
No, I think it'll stay status quo as it is right now. It's the fact that there is too much inconsistency. But teams that I don't think he's going to bring max value back if he stays status quo from where he is right now.
Unless you get a superstar type of player in return for Jalen Green, I'm actually fine letting him play out the rest of his contract, letting him test free agency as a restricted free agent, and then see if it makes sense. And then you also have 365 days of, like, okay, is he more consistent next year? Because I think there's a chance he's going to be. Okay. Like, he's going to be the first offseason after being coached by Ime Udoka, and if he's, a year older, obviously, I think there's a decent chance that he's going to be far more consistent in his fourth year in the NBA than in his third year of the NBA.
So, but let me ask you this, to the scenario you painted out. You're wanting to just play it out and then see if he gets another offer. If that offer is not something you're willing to match, you're just willing to just let him walk and never get anything for him?
I don't know what he looks like in 365 days. Like, he could, again, a fourth-year player in the NBA, like, between your third and fourth year, that's a year where a lot of players take off. Between the ages of 21 and 22, that's a year when players take off. So, like, the fact that you're making, like, anybody would make a decision right now on what they would do in terms of contract for Jalen Green in a year, I think is being ingenuous.
Yeah, I don't think that they're near the point now where they have to make a decision, but I think that this offseason they're going to start laying out all the different potential plans, and Udoka's voice is going to be really loud in the room. I feel frustration in the way, as good as this team has been and only winning 22 games a year ago and all the things that are positives, I think he sees it a little differently, and I'm just curious, at what point does his frustration play into this to say he's got to make evaluations on a lot of these guys about who he believes are going to be pieces for his puzzle going forward. And with the contracts having different time cycles, you could see last night how frustrated he was with Cam, how frustrated he gets with Jalen. I'm curious to see at the end of the year if he gives you any kind of a sign of just how concerned he might be about that carrying over next season.
If Jalen Green's back next year, can you still say that?
Yeah, you could still say that. Yeah, sure, there's still time. But that's where I think that would be.
No, I'm saying if Jalen Green's on the roster next year, can you still say that Ime Udoka gets, like, frustrated or wants to, like, have this veteran-laden team?
I can say he can still get frustrated. I can say that if he's back at the start of the season, they still have time between that and the trade deadline. But I can say that, yeah, the chances are more that he still sees more potential than heartache in the fact that he wants to stick with him.
Okay, 713-780-ESPN. Donovan Mitchell's a name that's been thrown around that might not be looking to get an extension done, and he might be on the market. Is he a name that you would be interested in? At what cost? And do Rocket fans overrate the talent on this team? 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
See website for details. Lending Store is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states. Got bills today?
Get cash tomorrow.
Got rent to pay?
Get cash tomorrow.
Payday still a week away?
Get cash tomorrow. Visit LendingStore.com. When you need emergency cash to get you by, visit LendingStore.com and see if you can get $500 to $5,000 as soon as tomorrow. The experts at LendingStore.com have been helping people for over 20 years, and all credit types are welcome. Now, cash is as close as your phone. Just fill out a few fields at LendingStore.com and connect with a lender in minutes. You may be able to get $500 to $5,000 as soon as tomorrow.
Got bills today?
Get cash tomorrow. Visit LendingStore.com. Don't wait. Get the cash you need now and move on with your life. Go to LendingStore.com. Again, that's LendingStore.com.
Lance Erline here with Paul Miller from Great Plate Hospitality. Let's talk about the Union Kitchen, Paul.
We are doing great things at the Union Kitchen right now. We've got a brand new food menu that's going to roll out. We've got a new cocktail list. If you haven't sat on our patio in a while, it's beautiful weather outside. Mm-hmm. We've got TVs on all the patios. It's a great place to watch Astros play. Come by and check out brunch. Please make a reservation. We've got some new food coming up soon.
Make sure you visit theunionkitchen.com for locations nearest you. That's theunionkitchen.com.
See website for details. Bill Sappin is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen.com's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. Don't wait till summer. Make your home more energy efficient right now with windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're built for Texas tough weather. They can sustain heat, rain, wind, hail, and they're great at reducing outdoor noise, enhancing the appearance of your home, and limiting the amount of energy that you have to spend. Yes, they can improve your energy efficiency up to 40%. Right now, when you call 832-204-1936, you get 30% off your windows. Call for your free estimate, 832-204-1936.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Jack's Grill in the Heights.
Is that dog? Did you bring your dogs to work?
No.
What was that?
That's James Addiction got caught stealing.
you brought your dogs to work. You would have stunk, though. You would have had to walk them half a mile from your vehicle to Jack's Grill in the Heights, where they have delicious food, Friday cocktails, beer. Boys hanging out there until 6, but always a great spot to have a bite, have a drink. I love their food. 713-780-ESPN. Let's give away a couple of tickets to the Chevron Championship. This is for the final day of the Chevron Championship. This is when they're going to hand out a major championship trophy. As you know by now, the Chevron Championship is coming to Houston this next week, April 17th through 21st at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. The Chevron Championship is the first of 5 majors on the ladies tour. This year's event features some of the world's most talented female athletes. Of course, it's the major, as they compete for the first major of the season. You can get your tickets now, thechevronchampionship.com, thechevronchampionship.com. But we're giving away tickets to Championship Sunday right now, where a trophy, a major trophy, will be handed out. 713-780-3776. The first... we'll give it to the fifth caller. Fifth caller to 713-780-3776. You're going to Championship Sunday of the Chevron Championship on Sunday at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. Get your tickets at thechevronchampionship.com, thechevronchampionship.com. All right, is Donovan Mitchell a name you'd be interested in? They're saying that he might not re-sign and do this big deal with Cleveland, and Cleveland might just elect to trade him.
I like Donovan Mitchell. I think he's a heck of a player. I've always been a big fan of his. I have some concerns about his health, but overall, when he's on the court, yeah, he's an unbelievable talent.
So what's the most you would trade for him?
See, I go back and forth on if he's a good fit for this team. I want to be careful and try to keep a lot of the young pieces that I think are going to develop and continue to get better that are already really good in my mind on this squad. So I would like to keep Amen Thompson. I would like to find a way to keep Şengün. And then between Tari and Cam, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody else, and Jalen, I would say that I could give up probably two of those guys. And if I need to sweeten it with draft capital and or salaries, then I would. But he's definitely a centerpiece front man superstar for a team in this league that has value.
What was it? You said Cam?
No, I said you have to find a combination. So say between Tari, Jalen, Cam, and then draft capital, and if you have to throw in a Dylan Brooks or Fred VanVleet because you need to make the contracts work financially, then that's something that you would have to consider as well. But I would like to try and keep Amen. I would like to keep Şengün. I would like to keep Cam if possible. And then if they are interested in Tari, Jalen, and some draft capital, and then a veteran, that's the kind of package that I could make.
Okay. Would you trade Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, Tari Eason, Cam Whitmore for Dylan Mitchell? I'm sorry, I was thinking Dylan Brooks for Donovan Mitchell.
I would not put Cam in that deal. I think that's too much. But if I trade – see, I think if you have Donovan Mitchell, I don't think you need Fred VanVleet. But if I trade one of those veteran guys and I trade Jalen, Tari, and draft cap, I think that's enough already. I don't think you have to throw Cam in that deal. If I can avoid putting Cam in that deal, I would consider making that deal.
Would you rather have Fred VanVleet or Dylan Brooks in that deal?
I think the contract itself is one that I've always been very, very bothered by. I would love to put Dylan
Which
Brooks
one?
In that
Dylan
deal.
Which one, Dylan or Fred VanVleet?
Dylan. I don't mind Fred VanVleet. Yeah, so and for the short term, for Udoka to have a backcourt of Fred VanVleet and
two ball handlers.
But Donovan Mitchell could play the two, and he's got the range to play the two, and both guys shoot the ball so well. I think you're a better team short-term and potentially long-term with Donovan Mitchell and VanVleet in the backcourt.
Mitchell will be 28 next year. So, not necessarily not a guy in his 30s, but not necessarily a guy who's in the fountain of his the early stages of his career. How many points he averages on random teams. Like, he's played at Utah, Cleveland, obviously. It's hard to know, what he would look like here. So, looking at what he scores at Cleveland might not look the same here. But in his last 2 years in Cleveland, he has averaged 27.5 points per game, 6 assists per game. So he's somebody who can handle the ball, pass the ball around a little bit too. It seems pretty steep, but I think that's about what it would take to acquire that type of player.
Yeah, and when you think about it, the knee and the back issues would you'd have to do some deep dives and with the medicals to make sure that that all lined up. But you look at the kind of – we know that Udoka would like a good mix of the youth and the veterans. If that's your backcourt and your starting lineup consists of Alpi at the five and Jabari at the four and those two guys in the backcourt, and then if you put Cam at the three, depending on who you give up, that's a really solid starting lineup that's still young enough but also has the veteran experience to go with it that I think you can win ball games in the West with that team for Udoka short term, and you can still see the development of Amen and the guys as they get better with that team having a potential to get even better.
713-780-ESPN. Would you do that type of trade for Donovan Mitchell? 713-780-3776. Everybody's favorite game except for the Killer Bees, who's been awful at this the last couple of weeks. Who said it? Brian's going to read to us quotes that were said by ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 personalities, and then the Killer Bees have to guess who said it. Yeah, that's right. It's in the name. Everybody's favorite game when we come back on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Where's your casino? Paul Gallant here. Good news, guys. With my bookie, it can be on your couch, in your home office, the patio, at the kitchen island. It's wherever you want it to be. You can play real casino games on your phone, laptop, or desktop at mybookie.ag. Their online computer games include slots, table games, Texas Hold'em, and lots more. There are tons of cool games. Or enter the live casino with real in-the-flesh dealers on the poker, blackjack, baccarat, and roulette tables. The live casino really is next level. And you're playing from wherever you want. Just go to mybookie.ag to get started. Click on bonuses to see all the great ways to turn your deposit into bonus cash, whether you're new to MyBookie or you want to reload as an existing customer. You can also refer a friend and get some bonus cash, too, with promo code BET975. Turn your space into your casino with mybookie.ag. Use promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. For more than a century, the Pendleton Roundup has defined what it means to be a cowboy. It also gave life to something equally renowned, Pendleton Whiskey, capturing that unique spirit in every bottle and honoring the enduring legacy of the American West. Pendleton Whiskey, made with the finest northern grains and cut with Mount Hood Glacier water. A whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us. That's Pendleton Whiskey. That's true Western tradition. Pendleton is the official whiskey of the PBR Tour.
Pendleton Distillers, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson. Texas Outdoor News is the longest-running, most award-winning outdoor radio show in the state for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you the latest news and information about hunting and fishing across our great state and beyond.
And our guests are who's who from industry, government, and the field.
Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Saturday mornings at 6, Sunday at 7 on ESPN 97.5.
John Granato here with Dr. Kane Linville from 975hair.com. Doc, tell me about the 3-day anesthetic.
The 3-day anesthetic is a great medicine that I use in all types of plastic surgery, but what we're doing is putting that in where the grafts are taken out and where they're put in. So really, you as the patient get 2 to 3 days of pain relief where you're just a little sore, but not nearly what it was before.
Do you need hair? I needed hair. I got hair from Dr. Kane Linville. You can too. 975hair.com, 975hair.com. Hey, you got better things to do than think about your electricity bill, but how do you avoid the surprise of a high bill at the end of the month? Here's what I do. I rely on the guys over at Champion Energy. With their low-price, fixed-rate plans, there's never any surprises. Plus, the team at Champion sends me weekly usage reports with my projected bill amount. Again, no surprises. They also remind me when my contract is about to expire so I can lock in on low prices. Visit champion.energy to view a variety of fixed-rate offers. That's champion.energy. Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. T-Mac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
All right, who said it with the Killer Bees? The boys out at Jack's Grill in the Heights. Great burgers, great wings, great drinks. Stop by. They'll be there until 6, but stop by anytime. They're the one of the Heights on Shepherd. All right, let's get right into who said it. Todd Callis will be joining us in about 15 minutes. The voice of the Astros, you can find him on the shin. Hopefully he doesn't get commercials during the middle of the inning anymore coming up. All right, what's quote number one here, Brian?
All right, quote number one. You know what they are? They're the January 6th of fans. The Yankees fans are.
Jeez.
They're just they just collectively storm Jose Altuve. He's sitting there minding his own business, and they just – and you know what it is? Probably two people in the stands, two drunk guys in the stands started screaming it. And what happened? Dogpile. And they stormed Altuve's capital.
Well, that's either Paul, who hates Yankees fans, and everything to do Yankees, or that's the fact that the bench is comfortable enough to make the January 6th comparison.
Yeah, you can eliminate Dell and Joe here.
Joe, yeah.
This one screams Paul, but Brian's a,
it really
he's
does.
A shrewd little fella. What do we call him? Tremec?
Tremec.
Tremec, yeah.
I'll just let that one there.
Tree,
I'll leave
the
that
tree,
one alone.
The tree likes to lead us down a path.
He
and
he
get
really
us
does.
To bite. Yeah. Who would it be on the bench? Either one of them?
Well, yeah, it could be either one of them. I was trying to pick up the Catons a little bit. I think the Catons
one
is
more
a little
time,
bit
Brian.
More John.
One more time?
Yeah.
All right. You know what they are? They're the January 6th of fans. The Yankees fans are. They'll just collectively storm Jose Altuve. He's sitting there minding his own business, and they just – and you know what it is? Probably two people in the stands, two drunk guys in the stands started screaming it, and what happened? Dogpile. And they just stormed Altuve's capital.
I think it's either Lance or Paul. I kind of lean Lance.
Does Lance use Dogpile?
I mean, anybody uses Dogpile when you're talking about, like, baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Dogpile is really one that sticks out as like a.
I just if there some guys have frequency to use a term like that. I don't use it, but I
only use it when there's a Dogpile. You know, does Lance use that in his reports on offensive linemen and in the trenches?
Maybe at the bottom of the scrum.
I would originally go Paul, but I kind of lean Lance just because of Brian's antics.
Yeah, the first glance at it to me was definitely all Paul. But you're right. I could see this being one of the two guys on the bench for sure. You want to try Lance?
No, I want to go with you because you're usually better at this game than me, and I'm a team player. I'm more we than me. So I think we should go to the fact that you're better than me at this game and then play the hot hand from there. And I just told you where my mind's at to give you some information. I was just Reggie Jacksoning you.
That was fiscally responsible. I'm going to go Lance.
Lance?
You know what they are? They're the January 6th
fans.
Yeah,
attaboy.
What? The Yankees what? Fans are.
Don't that dogpile thing, I was. I didn't think Paul would use that.
He's sitting there minding his own business, and they just and you know what it is? Probably two people in the stands, two drunk guys in the stands, started screaming it. And what happened? Dogpile. And they stormed Altuve's capital.
They stormed his
well
capital.
Well done. Well done.
To me, it was the Catons.
Yeah, I kind of had that fear once I read it the second time. But I was definitely hoping you were going to say Paul, that's for sure. So,
all right, one nothing.
So you were leading us.
Well, I mean, sure.
I like the gamesmanship.
Yeah. All right, number two. Despite their best efforts, has anyone ever had their car made more clean by a homeless person getting out a rag? In fact, has anyone just not had all sorts of smudges on their car when that's happened? I got to say, I think that the homeless have got to work on the trade side of the operation at these stoplights.
So the only thing that I know for sure is that Brian could get creative here like he's done in the past, because I know this was Paul talking. Paul had a homeless person try to not wipe his windshield, but tried to wash his car at a stoplight, and he was extremely upset that he left smudges all over it. Unless there's some way that it was a back and forth where Joe threw his two cents in, to me this is back-to-back Paul. I mean, I'm sorry, this is Paul talking to Joe.
Yeah, I think it's Paul too. I have no argument.
Yeah,
let's go with it.
Final answer. Paul Gallant.
Despite their best efforts.
Attaboy.
Has anyone ever had their car
made more
clean by a
hot start, Killer
Bees? Getting out a rag. In fact, has anyone just not had all sorts of smudges on their car
okay.
when that's happened?
We were on remote, and I even asked him when I got here about it. Yeah, so way to go, Brian.
Oh, I knew you were sitting 5 feet away from it. It was just a funny quote.
Paul needs to reject the offer, though. And when they start to do it, be like, hey, I'm good. And, like, don't let them do it. He needs to speak up there a little bit.
They both claim they try to wave him off, but I guess they don't wave emphatically enough.
And he needs to stop being disrespectful to the homeless. It's not a good look there, Paul. All right, quote number three.
Very, very elitist. All right, quote three. All you had to do is just hold your hand up and make a tiny little crack between your fingers and just look through that way like I did. That's the smart, like, that's nature sunglasses.
This is the eclipse.
This is a veteran move, too.
So definitely it's not Joe, then?
Joe's not smart?
They were on the air during the eclipse.
A veteran move.
Because what time was the, like, when did it?
It was like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think it was them because they would have been on the air.
They could be talking about it the next day.
Yeah, but they're saying it like they're looking at it.
One more time, Brian. I got it that they were recapping the day before.
Yeah, I will say, just for full transparency, they both went outside with me during a break to look at the eclipse.
How long was this break?
That's a typical 3-minute break.
No chance.
And you went outside? Oh, you were on remote. You were on remote.
It was the day that we were at a space camp.
I was going to say, you didn't do it at the office. Okay.
No, it was 20 feet to the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the quote one more time.
I'll recant.
All you had to do is just hold your hand up and make a tiny little crack between your fingers and just look through that way like I did. That's the smart, like, that's nature sunglasses.
Yeah, the fact that Brian said that full transparency, we went outside, though, I think is trying to...
I think he's leading
us. I think he's trying to make the pool bigger so we have more options to choose from. So I'm willing to get rid of Paul and Joe here.
Okay, I am too.
Yeah, I see right through
that. Now, is Dell in this combo?
Yeah, he is. Okay. No, I'm saying that he's
in the pool. Do you see Dell saying this?
I think he could, yeah.
I think this is John or Lance.
Okay. Cool with that. I would lean John.
I'm leaning John as well. I think this is Johnny G.
Let's do it.
All right, Johnny.
All you have to do is just hold your hand up and make a tiny little crack between your fingers and just look through that way like I did.
Like I did.
Saw right through that one.
Man.
Yeah, I tried to lead you guys a little bit there, and you saw right through that one. But still one up on the board for
2-1.
All right, 2-1, 2-1. All right, quote number four. He was given the number 12 by the New England Patriots. If we're going by what his locker says, they gave a middling running back Tom Brady's number, which makes me think, Gerard Mayo's like, F Tom Brady, F that legendary stuff. Can this last?
What in the world? We're going with a Tom Brady thing? I don't know. Like, I think this could be anybody but Paul. I don't think he would have Paul doing this. Like, we would immediately think Paul, but it's too obvious.
Yeah, this is him trying to lead us yet again. I don't think Paulie does anything anti-Patriot.
Yeah, this is not Paul.
Joe, yes.
Please say it again.
He was given the number 12 by the New England Patriots. If we're going by what his locker says, they gave a middling running back Tom Brady's number, which makes me think, Gerard Mayo's like, F Tom Brady, F that legendary stuff. Can this last?
This sounds like Dell to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing Dell. I'm really hearing Dell. And if the cadence is anywhere close to how he said it, I hear Dell.
I mean, we said it right around the same time, so we should probably just say Dell. Let's go Dell.
We'll go Dell.
He was given the number 12 by the New England Patriots.
And we went
by what
We've
been pretty simpatico today.
They gave middling running back Tom Brady's number.
What was the second one? The second one was the...
The second one was homeless car wash.
Oh, yeah, when he was
It was Paulie, and the first one was...
The one you missed was number three. Yeah. That was the sunglasses.
We've been pretty synced up. We won. That's great. Killer Bees.
We won. That's great. Now we can just coast into this one.
Hang on the left. Let's tie our record. Let's tie our record.
All right, here we go. Last quote. Do you have to steroid test the president, a potential presidential candidate? Is that part of the deal? You know, the presidents have to get physicals. Just report, look, he's fully healthy, even though he's really old, so probably not. But The Rock, HGH and a president, I'd vote for him just for the med exam, just to find out what they find in his system.
Joe George?
Yeah, that's such a weird banter. Now, does he talk that long?
Sometimes.
Why is he so interested in what's in The Rock, though? He has been working out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's got his deal.
I mean, we might as well just go with it. Who cares? We already won.
Yeah, we won.
All right, Joe George.
Joe George.
Do you have to steroid test a president, potential presidential candidate? Yeah. Is that part of the deal?
I don't think so.
You know, the presidents have to.
I can live with that loss on that one right there. Yeah, because we won.
A win's a win. I don't care if I win 3-2 or 4-1. A win's a win.
That's right.
A win is a
dub. I'll just take the dub and go into the weekend.
Good
happy.
Job, boys. Good job.
Thank you, Brian. Way to be a gentleman and accept defeat, loser. All right, Todd Kallas, the voice of the Houston Astros.
I don't want it bad enough, Jeremy.
You can watch him on The Shin, including tonight when the Astros start a three-game series against the Rangers. We talked to the voice of the Astros, Todd Kallas, when we come back. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Loot and Raid rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Chastain Ford is the place to go if you're in the market for a Ford. Their professional staff will provide you with an outstanding truck buying experience. They offer competitive pricing and an extensive selection of new and used Ford vehicles. From the sales staff to the finance team, their knowledgeable and friendly staff are devoted to helping you find the perfect Ford for your needs. Chastain Ford also offers exclusive incentives and deals to get the most out of your purchase. Whether looking for a truck or SUV, Chastain Ford is the perfect place to find your dream Ford.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, if I'm a business, will you come to me?
We can do a lot of things through email, but if you need me to come see your stuff in person, we are there.
So I can't bring in my fence from my business. You come to me?
We come to you. We can remove those panels. We can put up temporary fencing, bring them to our warehouse, get them coated, bring them back to you, and get them reinstalled.
What about any furniture that I might have for my restaurant?
Free pickup and delivery for your tables, your chairs, your chaises, and we get them right back to you within 4 weeks.
I know a lot of people want to see your work. Where can I see it?
You can see it all over Houston, from Galveston to the Woodlands. If you've been to Landry's San Luis, we've done those tables. If you've been to Nico Nico's, you've seen it. Woodlands Waterway, we've done all the poles, benches, bridges. We are doing that right now. We've also, with pride, have done the Houston Texans picnic tables at NRG. So if you've seen our work, you know you can trust us.
That's Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com or give him a call, 281-676-3888.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here with Paul Miller. We're usually talking one of your great restaurants. Today, we're talking about Vine Memorial.
How would you like to get a glass of wine while you're shopping retail? You can buy 1 liter of Camus for $80. Best prices in town. We beat specs. We beat everybody.
Nobody offers it for that price.
We've got steak night on Thursday nights, which are absolutely fantastic. We've got charcuterie boards. We've got salads. We've got everything you can imagine. Come in and check us out any day of the week. We're open 7 days a week at 11 o'clock. We're open till 10.
Make sure you head over today to Vine Memorial, located at I-10 Feeder at Chimney Rock.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Jack's Grill in the Heights.
Let's go straight out to the HRNP guest line, being joined now by the voice of the Houston Astros, Todd Kallas. Our conversation's brought to you by Texas Star Grill Shop and Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceZCars.com. Todd, seeing the news today, there's some sick Astros. Are you feeling well? Are you feeling okay?
I am good. I'm ready to go. Bregman's down, a little illness, and I guess Chaz McCormick's dealing with a little hamstring. So different looking lineup here to kick off a series against the Rangers.
Yeah, Todd, look, I was looking at the roster. I felt for you guys yesterday because when Hunter Brown does what he did yesterday, that has to make for a tough and long telecast for you and Blummer trying to get through all that. But there's a lot of people that are trying to find all the – they're all trying to solve the mystery and point the fingers and find out what's wrong with this team. As you look at this team, is there any concern because it is still so early in the year that they can't? Because we're firm believers. You can right the ship. This team's going to be fine. But there are so many people that are already in panic mode. How do you try and, you know, even keeled and just kind of weather the storm?
Yeah, it's a very talented team. They're going to go through stretches like this, whether it's middle of the year, end of the year, near the All-Star break, or beginning of the season. Unfortunately, it's the beginning of the season. It's not been pretty. I mean, they have deserved to be 4-10. They had a few games there in that first homestand that should have gone their way. They led or were tied in every game in the seventh inning of that homestand that ended up going 2-5. So you need to win more of those games. But since then, it's the games that they've won, they've deserved to win. And the games that they've lost, obviously, in Kansas City, they deserve to lose. The starting pitching just hasn't given them any length. The last four games, we have seen two starts of less than an inning, one of three innings, and then Christian Javier was able to go five and two-thirds, I believe. So your bullpen is overworked. They continue to make roster moves to bring fresh arms in. They did again today with Joel Kunal. But, yeah, you hope this team gets it turned around. It would be a lot better if they were facing some last-place teams in this homestand to try and get it turned around. But the fact of the matter is, at some point you're going to have to face Texas, and at some point you're going to have to face Atlanta, and this happens to be in its own stand.
Todd Kalas joining us on the HRNP guest line. And what started that domino effect with starting pitchers not going deep and sometimes not out of the first inning? What was the news on Framber Valdez? Had to get scratched from his start, later landing on the IL. What's the latest you're hearing on Framber?
Yeah, the latest I'm hearing is good news that it's just a minor inflammation. I don't know what that means in terms of when he's going to start throwing off of the mound again, but it doesn't seem like it's any significant issue that's going to keep him out for months, so that's good. But yeah, it's on the top of the elbow. It's not down below or inside the elbow. It's on top of the elbow. There's a little inflammation. So hopefully, you know, he'll be throwing here soon and we'll have a better gauge of where he's going to make his next start, but I think we're talking, you know, a matter of weeks instead of months. That's good news.
That is great news. Todd, from the lineup perspective, we've seen first base be an issue. We've seen Abreu be slid down. There are people that believe that Yordan should be moved back to either the 3 or the 4 down in the lineup for productivity. How do you see that situation? Do you believe that he's obviously finding his stroke right now? Is there any reason to move him or get any more creative with the lineup, or just kind of leave the guys where that they currently sit?
Yeah, he's had to share RBI opportunities in that 2 spot, and as we talked, I think, last week or the week before about him hitting second, is he's going to get roughly, you know, 14 more plate appearances in the season than if he hits 3, and 20 more plate appearances, 28 more plate appearances than if he hits 4. You want Yordan to always be in RBI situations, but he's had his opportunities lately. The bottom of the order has done a nice job. Jeremy Pena has put together some good numbers. Mauricio Dubon has some hits in that bottom of the lineup. When we've seen Victor Caratini down there, he's done well. So the lineup's turning over, and if the 7, 8, 9 guys are able to get on like they had early part of the season, Yordan's going to have his share of RBI opportunities. I don't think you always have to hit 3rd or 4th to get those if you have a bottom of the lineup contributing. So hopefully the Astros will continue to see that.
Todd Kalas joining us on the HRNP guest line. It's way too early for on-pace guy, but, I mean, Yordan's on pace for 138, 139 RBIs. He's getting plenty of RBI chances. How about the middle relief for this team? You mentioned, you know, a lot of names have come and gone because of the injuries, because of performance. Seth Martinez has been fantastic, and Taylor Scott, out of nowhere, I'd never heard of him, he's pitching really well too. Who in the bullpen has surprised you in a good way?
Those two guys have been amazing, and Brandon Belak's been really good, and that's the big, that was, coming into opening day, by far the biggest concern on this team, is how are you going to be able to get the ball from your starter to the back end of the bullpen? And it's only a 14-day sample size right now, but right now the strength of the team has been the part of the team that you thought was going to be the weakest link. So you never know, right? I mean, the middle relief has been better than the back end guys early on. The starters haven't been giving them enough innings, and that's why they've been overtaxed, and that's why You saw the move today for Park and Yashinsky, and that's why you've seen a lot of guys like Miguel Diaz and Wander Suero and Dylan Coleman and guys that are up here for just one day. And now Joel Kunal is the latest guy to be added to the roster. So, yeah, it's hard to figure. The offense has been sporadic. They haven't hit as well with runners in scoring position as they need to be successful. The back end of the bullpen has been a little bit more loose than we would think at this point in the season. And the starters just haven't given any length. But the Taylor Scott, the Seth Martinez, the Brandon Belak, those guys have been the saviors so far to allow them to be in a good position with their leverage guys to get ready for the Rangers and the Braves in this homestand.
TK, do you see Alex Bregman starting to, everybody says he's traditionally a slow starter. We know all, you know, it's contract year. We know that he put on weight. We know that he, you know, he's done some things to that people are being critical of. But it, you know, a couple of multi-hit games in the last couple, it seems like he's starting to snap out of it. You see positives with Bregman in his at bats?
Yeah, definitely. Those two doubles off the wall the other night, they would have been home runs in Houston, and the Kansas City is just a bigger ballpark, so that's the breaks of it. Alex had much better swings, his best swings of the year by far in Kauffman Stadium. You don't love seeing him out of the lineup today with a little bit of an illness because he doesn't like missing games. So he's a guy that will continue to work on a swing. But it looked good in Kansas City, as good as we have seen it all year long. And just unfortunate he's not playing today. I'm not sure if he'll feel good enough to come off the bench in this game or not, but you never like having a lineup where you can't go to Bregman or McCormick if you want to.
Doing it against Dane Dunning, who last pitched against the Astros on the 7th, last turn through the rotation. Did all right, 3 runs in 6 2/3. What are the Astros getting against the righty?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you face a guy back-to-back starts, then there's usually an adjustment from one start to another. I mean, Dunning went 6 2/3, like you said, gave up only 4 hits. He walked 3. He tried to get you to expand the zone, and to me that's the key, especially right-handers throwing that slider, throwing the breaking ball off the plate. If Yonder Diaz and Jeremy Pena can stay very tight with their strike zone, Altuve the same. If those guys can stay within the zone, Jake Meyer's the same, then they'll be in a good spot because he really does get you to try to fish out there. Jordan got him for a big home run last game. It was really the only big swing of the game for the Astros against Dane Dunning. They only had 4 hits against him, but Jordan hitting a 3-run home run. That was a game we did nationally, so I watched a little bit of it on TV. I didn't go to that game, but he looked good, but the Astros were only able to pile up 4 hits on him while he was able to record 20 outs and went too deep into the 7th inning.
Todd, we know the starting pitching, as you mentioned, has been such a huge concern. JV making one more start in Albuquerque and then should be ready to go. Any reason why we shouldn't expect him after that last minor league start to get right back into the rotation?
No, nothing that I know of. I mean, he's scheduled to go this weekend, and then I anticipate we'll see him on that next road trip. He's not going to probably pitch in that Atlanta series. I guess, yeah, the timing just wouldn't be there for a guy coming off a rehab assignment to rush him back. So, yeah, I expect to see him, whether it's the first or second game in D.C., that first leg of the road trip, and it'll be great to have 35 back on the mound, not just because of what they've been dealing with lately, just because this guy, whenever he pitches, you know you're watching a future Hall of Famer. That's a little special to call his start.
Todd, have a great call tonight, this weekend. Hoping for some wins for the local 9.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, guys. It's going to be a challenge tonight against a good Texas team, but hopefully they get a W tonight. We'll have Jeff Bagwell in the booth filling in for Blummer this weekend, so it's always entertaining whenever Baggy gets there.
Yeah, the Astro fans will be glued in with Bagway. There's no doubt about that, TK. Thank you for coming on each and every week. Our conversations brought to you by Texas Star Grill Shop and Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceZCars.com. Said good news on Fromber, Blankers. Everybody's saying good news on Fromber. Like, sure, we're all believing good news on Fromber. Are we all there? Are we believing that?
I heard that. As much as we have tried to dissect everybody's comments on it, you know, he's pretty close to the action. He's pretty on top of it. That's encouraging to me. If you can get Fromber back and then JV back in that rotation, boy, the help that's on the way could be a godsend for this team.
Everybody's saying he's fine. That's 3 guys now. That's 3 guys saying that it's going to be, you know, more short-term than long-term. Espada said it. Dana Brown said it. TK said it. I want to see him throw a couple of balls. You know what I mean? Yeah. I trust them all. I trust them all. But I would feel a little bit I'll breathe easier the moment I see Fromber throwing a baseball.
No question about it. Yeah, he's too important. And with the way this team has started, you know, the starting pitching and getting quality starting pitching back as soon as possible is too important to this team specifically because what they're dealing with right now. But because we're talking about the top two guys that we penciled in at the start of the year to anchor this rotation, yeah, the sooner the better for both. And I'd love to see them both dealing off the hill as quick as possible.
713-780-ESPN. The McNairs have been talking. Are the Texans in win-now mode? Hannah thinks so. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You know, I tell you what, I have something that's going to make your life much, much easier. Third Rock Renewables. Do you have a pothole? It could be anywhere. It could be a parking lot. It could be a road. It could be a lay-down yard. Wherever you need a pothole repaired, Third Rock Renewables is for you. Third Rock Renewables, patented technology. It's called mechanical concrete, and it's the only low-cost, industrial-strength, sustainable base which transforms these end-of-life tires that have no more life into virtually indestructible building products. These potholes that you've had in the past, you throw asphalt on them, you throw stuff on them, you think it's going to fix the problem, and they pop back up in 6 weeks. It's an issue. It's a problem. You hate seeing it. Well, fix it once and for all. Fix it for good. And Third Rock Renewables will do that for you. 713-305-0507. Mention ESPN 97.5. You'll get 20% off. But find out how mechanical concrete can cut your maintenance costs by 75% or more. So you're saving 75% on maintenance costs, and then you're saving an additional 20% because you told them about ESPN, and all on top of lowering your carbon emissions. That's right. It will lower your carbon emissions. You'll be green while you're saving green. Fix these potholes for good. Visit ThirdRockRenewables.com, 713-305-0507. Third Rock Renewables, and fix these potholes.
ESPN 97.5.